Democracy will soon degenerate into an anarchy. Such an anarchy that every man will do what is right in his own eyes, and no man's life or property or reputation or liberty will be secure. And every one of these will soon mold itself into a system of subordination of all the moral virtues and intellectual abilities, all the powers of wealth, beauty, wit, and science, to the wanton pleasures, the capricious will, and the execrable cruelty of one or a very few. That's a quote from John Adams in an essay on Man's Lust for Power, 1763. It can be tempting to imagine our founding fathers as an all-knowing democratic hive mind, a collective paragon of American vision, a shining beacon of hope and certainty in our country's future. As shown in this quote, the founders' outlooks might have been a bit more complicated than you would expect. While the pictures we paint and the stories we tell about our founders may not be completely inaccurate, the oversimplification of our complex history somewhat cheapens the truth that lies behind. Our founding fathers were not legends or myths, they were men. And if there is something to be said of men, it is that they have a tendency to disagree on things. The idea that our founding fathers all shared a common vision of America's future is entirely naive. What they shared were ideals. What they shared were goals. This is demonstrated plainly in the framing of the Constitution. When the 55 delegates came to Philadelphia to alter the Articles of Confederation, they quickly realized that more drastic measures had to be taken to steer their newborn nation in the right direction. Instead of trying to fix a broken system, they decided to start from scratch. They agreed on some very important principles that now serve as a foundation for America as we know it. Popular sovereignty, limited government, separation of powers, checks and balances, judicial preview, and federalism. Beyond that, though, they didn't usually see eye to eye. They shared similar goals, but fought over exactly how these goals ought to be achieved. Each wanted to ensure that their state was equally represented among the 13, resulting in months of heated debate packed inside the muggy statehouse. These men weren't chopping down cherry trees and refusing to lie through their wooden teeth. Most of them were in their 40s, and were soldiers who had fought for their yet unborn country to be brought into existence. They were fighters as much as they were scholars, using their combined experience and knowledge to carve a path forward. These men got together to write a new foundation for America after the first attempt was a misfire. They had no idea if the new one would work or not. They were attempting something that had never been done before, and many were doubtful that it would even survive, let alone flourish. Nevertheless, they sat down and they worked it out. This is the true American spirit. The Constitution is often referred to as a bundle of compromises. I cannot think of a more fitting title. It is not divine gospel, but a set of rules that 55 men deliberated upon and agreed would be a good start. From that point, it was anyone's guess. The Fathers' attitude regarding the projected progress of America is best summed up by a statement Thomas Jefferson made in an 1812 letter. Whether our Constitution has hit on the exact degree of control necessary, it is yet under experiment. The formation of our nation was just that, an experiment. An experiment inspired by the idea that people should choose their own future, in cooperation with their fellow Americans. In the preamble, the Founding Fathers wrote, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union." Not a perfect union, not the best union ever, just more perfect. They were well aware that America was far from being finished with its development. It was only just beginning. When I look at America today, I see uncertainty. I see bickering and serious problems that need fixing. I also see hardworking people with a collective desire for progress, despite differing ideas of how such progress should be achieved. We haven't changed a bit. America is just as the founders left it. It wasn't, isn't, and will never be perfect. But we keep on fighting for the ideals and goals we believe in to build a better future, just like they did. To close with a quote from George Washington himself, "The vessel is afloat, or very nearly so, and considering myself as a passenger only, I shall trust to the mariners, whose duty it is to watch, to steer it into a safe port. We are the mariners of the modern age. It is our duty to keep America on course, using the sails our fathers built to cut a course through choppy waters towards the bright horizon."